changes to social media ads with the influencers get on and flog their products. So what's happening there?
New laws come into force tomorrow. So what happens is now the social media influencers have got sponsored testimonials from skincare, sunscreen and vitamins. There's new rules for them. And they're probably long overdue. So it's going to be a legally enforceable advertising code which will ban testimonials about health products where they've been paid by a brand in money or goods. So if they come along and say, I took these vitamins and I was able to run a four-minute mile because I took those vitamins, you can't say that anymore. They can have an ad up there for the vitamins, but they can't go along and say, we've been paid for this, so we're going to talk about this vitamin on there or this sunscreen on there that it protected me from the sun for all day on there. Can the ad up there, but no personal experience with the product. If they do put up a personal experience with the product, there is infringement notices, or they could actually face criminal prosecution with fines up to $888,000.
Wow. It's sort of back to the cash for comment days of radio.
It is.
When John Laws and guys like that would just get on and just flog products for clients and not tell anyone that they were actually reading advertising until they got caught out. Yeah. And new rules created. Yeah, fair enough.
I might do that for a pub in Adelaide, but that's another matter. So,
indeed. Okay, let's go on to the USB story. Okay, so it's a guy in Japan. So he's got USB, and it's got the entire city's private data on this USB. So he's like a council employee, right?
Bit like that. So it was employees from a company, and they provide benefits to tax-exempt households. So they decided to go out for the night. They had a big night out at this restaurant. This guy who had the USB passed out in the street, woke up at 3 a.m., called in sick the next day, realised he'd lost the USB device and his bag in the preceding hours of that day. It had the details of every single resident of the city, which is northwest of Osaka, all 460,000 inhabitants on there, which is had their names, their birth dates, their home addresses, and their bank account details.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So if you're going out for a big night out and you actually carry information around with you, you might want to leave it at the office or at home. You don't want to go along and do this. So he was authorised to access the data, but he was publicly criticised by the company for failing to erase it when he finished work on the day. I think he would have been fired.
I feel for the guy.
You do?
Oh, wow, yeah. Including their bank account details.
I was going to say, we've all been there and done that. No, we haven't.
No, not to that extreme. All right, now, Amazon's Alexa. So tell us about this new sort of creepy feature.
They had a conference last week, which is all about artificial intelligence on there, and they've introduced a new feature which will be coming very soon. It's the ability to mimic someone's voice using less than a minute of recording. So the demo they gave was little kids lying on the couch, he's flipping through a book, and then he says, Alexa, can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz? And Alexa says, okay, and Grandma's voice starts coming out and happily reads the book to him.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, Grandma had passed away a couple of years ago on there. So, you know, with less than a minute of recording now, you're going to be able to go along and Alexa will be able to do certain things for you, such as read books on there. Don't know how I feel about it, Darren, at all. It's a bit creepy to me.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? I think this would be great at funerals.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you pass away, you can actually play a person's voice.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be the only time I'd use it, I'd reckon. They can play my voice at the funeral. I'll just go out to the strains of maybe some bossa nova, the girl from Ipanema or something like that, as they carry the coffin out. And then they can hear me saying, you know, something like Spike Milligan. I told you I was sick.
That's exactly right. Or the bloke in the back, can you make sure you just lift up a bit more? You put strain on everybody.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, Alexa, do you actually use Alexa or what?
No, I've got Google and Siri.
Yeah, right, Siri.
A lot of people do use Alexa
out
there.
I've got one. I just never use it. So
yeah, I think every radio person in the country.
We all got one. That's right. They sent one to everyone.
Everybody in the country got one.
And no one's using them. But yeah, that would be a good idea at funerals anyway. Now, tell me this. I had a problem earlier this morning where I was doing a competition for UB40 tickets. And yep. I said, right, I'll call through now. And then the phone wouldn't work, right? So I'm pressing. So what I did is I pulled everything out, all the plugs, all the cables out of the phone and put them back in again, and it worked. So in your job as a tech person, how often does that happen where you go to fix someone's PC or whatever and you just pull everything out and put them back in and press start and away it goes?
All the time.
Yeah.
Best jobs you can ever do.
Indeed.
Yeah, they really are. Best jobs you can ever do is go along, oh, it's very complicated, turn everything off, turn it back on, play around for a couple of minutes, it all works now. So, you know, it's a big thing. Make sure you always reboot your phone. I've seen it with the phones in radio stations before on there. You know, it's just, I'll be getting probably a new handset on there. There might be a little fault with the handset, but it shouldn't need to be rebooted like that.
Yeah. All right, thanks for that, mate. And you can check out Richard's excellent website. Go to talktech.com.au. Thank you, mate. Catch you next week.
Look forward to it.